This is KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Katzenbach with local news and commentary for today, December 8, 2022. Yesterday's Leader reports that the young man accused of murdering his stepfather in Port Ludlow has been identified as Jason L. Carpenter, who at the time of the stabbing was just shy of his 18th birthday. According to his records, Carpenter has a history of mental instability. This has led to outbreaks of rage and impulsive behavior in the past. Judge Keith Harper accepted the recommendations from the prosecutor for no bail, and Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Anna Phillips is going to try Carpenter as an adult. Washington traffic fatalities continue to surge in 2022, even as numbers have started to flatten or decline in other states. So far, this year, there have been over 700 traffic fatalities, several on the Olympic Peninsula. Yesterday, the Seattle Times reported on a Wednesday morning nightmare scenario on Interstate 90 east of Ellensburg that counted 30 vehicles in a pileup caused by ice and foggy conditions. 12 semi-trucks were involved. Traffic was held up for 12 hours. But here's some good traffic news from the Peninsula Daily News. The road to Hurricane Ridge is being plowed to allow the snowboard and ski areas to open this weekend. A fire damaged one of the area's snowplows last Friday, and the road to Hurricane Ridge could not be cleared. Another snowplow has been brought in to clear the road, and there's adequate snow up there, so now the ski season can begin. Yesterday's Leader reports that the defenders of the Raccoon Lodge were out in force on Monday at the city council meeting. City Manager John Morrow said the city had left several options on the table and felt that they had been flexible and willing to work with Kevin Mason, the builder who created the treehouse. Morrow admitted that he enjoyed it as much as others, but the city is still going to require that a structural engineer certify its safety, and insurance is still an issue. Architect Ann Robb has volunteered to make drawings, which she said would be the first step in getting the structure permitted. She said, quote, "We're just going to do it one by one to see how we satisfy the city," unquote. The Leader then quoted several citizen art supporters at length. Here are a few of their voices. Quote, "Creative elements of our community should be protected and promoted. Please save our art tree." Quote, "Fun projects like these are why people come to visit Port Townsend." Quote, "It surpasses most of the public art in the city that was chosen by committee, and it didn't cost the city a penny. You should be thanking Mr. Mason, not harassing him." Let's hope that at some point the lodge will make it through this controversy. The fairgrounds open 6 days of seasonal celebration today at 4 p.m., with a parade, lots of lights, Santa and reindeer, and activities for children throughout the week, including a screening of the film Elf, followed by a sing-along on Tuesday, December 13th. Then on Christmas Eve, there will be a night of storytelling and caroling. For all the details, go to jeffcpfairgrounds.com. Rocky Friedman has been caring for the Rose Theater for 30 years. He books movies, hires staff, and sees to a myriad of details involved in three venues with food and drink, complex technical equipment, and more. In a phone conversation yesterday, Rocky told me that he is thrilled to have sold the Rose to George Marie and Michael D'Alessandro. He laughed when I asked him what he would do once the Rose is really not his. It still seems quite strange to even think about, but he said he plans to stay home and garden and work on his house and just enjoy not having a huge responsibility. He is also producing a film about Bill Porter, a Port Townsend noteworthy who has lived in China and Taiwan, speaks Mandarin, writes books, practices Buddhism, and translates Chinese poetry. The film that Rocky hopes might be chosen to screen at the Rose will be out next fall. And that's it for today's news. 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Ann Katzenbach. Thanks for listening.